The death toll from the grounding of a cruise ship off the Italian coast rose to 11 today. 24 people are still missing after Friday's shipwreck. As rescue efforts continued, the website of an Italian daily carried the dramatic audio of what it said were radio exchanges between the captain and the Coast Guard. And the captain's lawyer said today that his client is now under house arrest. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports.
At the preliminary hearing today, Captain Francesco Schettino denied all wrongdoing. He insisted his actions after the luxury cruise ship collided with a reef off the island of Giglio helped save hundreds and perhaps thousands of lives. Schettino was arrested Saturday on suspicion of multiple manslaughter, shipwreck, and abandoning ship when there were thousands of people still to be evacuated. The captain's position appeared further undermined by the release of audio of radio exchanges after the collision. The most shocking conversation is between Schettino and Livorno Coast Guard commander Gregorio Di Falco. Di Falco orders the captain to return on board.
You've abandoned ship. I'm in charge now. Go back on board and report to me how many passengers there are and what they need. Tell me if there are children, women, or people in need of assistance. And you tell me exactly how many they are. Is that clear?
The Coast Guard was first alerted by various Italian police departments. They had received calls from Italian passengers terrified by a big bang and violent impact that blew out power throughout the floating palace. When first contacted by the Coast Guard, Captain Schettino said, "There's nothing to worry about. We just have a technical problem with the electrical system." Pressed by officers, Schettino finally issued the Mayday distress call a full hour after the collision. As chaos and panic broke out, as the massive ship started tilting sideways, many passengers started jumping overboard. In their exchange, Commander Di Falco becomes increasingly enraged with the captain.
Come on, there are already dead bodies.
How many bodies?
I don't know. I know of one body at least. You're the one who should tell me how many bodies there are.
The recording is full of the background noise of confusion, radio static, people shouting. Someone can be heard saying the word Titanic. Throughout the conversation, Captain Schettino mostly mumbles, gives vague answers, and makes contradictory statements. Infuriated, the Coast Guard commander raises the stakes.
Listen, Schettino, perhaps you saved yourself from the sea, but I'll make you look very bad. I will make you pay for this. Go back on board.
The captain then objects.
You don't understand. It's dark here. Can't see anything.
What's this? You want to go home, Schettino? It's dark and you want to go home? Go to the bow of the ship where the ladder is and tell me what needs to be done. How many people there are and what they need. Now.
At one point, Schettino can be heard agreeing to go back on board. But until now, there's no indication that he did so. While investigations continue, rescue workers are racing against time and salvage experts against weather forecasts. A 30-person team of a Dutch salvage company that will siphon off the ship's 500,000 gallons of fuel is on site with equipment. They're ready to start operating tomorrow and predict the entire job will take at least a few weeks. The pristine waters around Giglio have been calm for days, but local sailors warn against the approaching maestrale, the northwesterly wind that can churn up waves 3 to 5 meters high. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.